We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time.
We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading!
Well, I stood beside the rain today, and I twisted out my shirt, and she's a coolie, you could say, when she gets down in the dirt. She puffs a pillow up so high, it's like she's hanging in.
Simple vista no se ve. I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. This is Pepper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
Don't just listen to radio, make it.
This is great.
But I have all the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
Less than it costs to buy a little good radio. I got all the way halfway down.
No way. It's still in this way. No, there's no building.
This is WNYU, too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really? Right? We're going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep you as close to the mic. This guy's no one called. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm going to bump into these guys. That's not them, is it?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. But if you're listening to somewhere else on the website, we love you all the same. And we're going to be joined by a special guest today from the Rotary Program. And they do a lot of awesome stuff, which I'm excited to tell you about. But we will be right back after the news and a song. We don't got weather for you today, but I'll improvise that in a bit. See you guys very soon.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Greene County Legislature, through Chairperson Patrick Linger, voted May 17th to declare a state of emergency because at some time in the future, someone might send a busload of migrants to the county. So Greene County voted to fine any hotel that accepts a migrant. The state of emergency did not mention the Southern Republican governors who might bus migrants away, but did target the mayor of New York City, the mayor of New York City, county legislators blamed, and I quote, New York City's program to rapidly increase the number of migrants in the county to unsustainable levels, end quote. Even though no plan to bus migrants to Greene County has been reported or unveiled. Nevertheless, Greene County is now fining up to $2,000 per migrant per day against a hotel that violates the law, which is in effect for 5 days but can be extended. On May 17th, Greene County Sheriff's deputies delivered copies of the emergency order to hotels and motels. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that engineers predict that the Hudson Athens Lighthouse will collapse and sink into the Hudson River within 5 years unless work begins soon to repair the foundation. So far, the biggest names in politics from both parties say they are working on securing the $7.5 million in federal funding needed to repair, restore, and protect the damaged underwater foundation in the Hudson River between Athens and Hudson. Senator Chuck Schumer, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Representative Mark Molinaro, State Senator Michelle Hinchey, and State Assemblypersons Dee Dee Barrett and Chris Teague are all supporting the funding effort.
The Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society President, Kristen Gamble, said they are distributing petitions in area shops urging the legislators to get the funding. The Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society said in a statement, and I quote, "The lighthouse is held up by 200 underwater wooden pilings pounded 50 feet into the riverbed and protected by packing mud and large boulders or riprap. The foundation was an 1874 engineering marvel. A 2021 underwater survey using LIDAR technology revealed the alarming and accelerated foundation damage. River currents, tides, and weather have taken their toll," end quote. So far, the society has raised more than $200,000 in donations and grants to restore the foundation. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that the state's Department of Labor reported on May 18th that the unemployment rate declined from March to April from 4.1% to 4%, with the number of unemployed people falling from 391,600 in March to 385,000 in April. The private sector lost 25,000 jobs in April, but the public sector did better. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Thank you. stopping strangers just to shake their hand. Everybody's playing in the heart of Old Bend, heart of Old Bend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC. Sorry for a little bit of technical difficulties. We were playing the music. We were chatting it up just a little bit on our end, but we fixed everything now with the soundboard, and I am joined with my lovely sound engineer,
DJ Sean Money.
And today we have another guest from the... You want to introduce your club or yourself first?
Sure.
Either or.
I represent the Rotary Club of Hudson.
Hudson, and it's located in Hudson?
Yep.
And, like, anybody can just, like, show up, walk on in?
Well, so the short answer is yes, you can, because we are very open to that, and a lot of people bring guests all the time, so you can show up, and you can participate, and we love that. So, sure. And then, over the course of time, you can become a member. I'm actually just becoming a full member now.
That's sick. And where is it located for anybody who wants to, like, show up that's listening around in Catskill for our Hudson?
Well, it sort of depends. If it's a social meeting, it could be at a restaurant, so we socialize as well. And then there's also at the Hudson Valley Community College.
Mm. And what would you describe it to somebody for the first time, like, hearing it?
Well, I personally try to give back as much as I possibly can.
Got you. Know what I'm saying? Continue talking.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. Right? It happens.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it is this. Maybe my settings has gotten dumbed down somehow.
Yeah, I think that happened before, too.
Not that.
As we say in my family, oy vey.
Adios mio.
Let's see. That's on. I don't get how they can't. They should be able to. Hello. I'm assuming I fixed it. maybe that has fixed it. Not sure if not, though. Hopefully it did.
Truly sorry if you can hear us.
Word.
If you can't, that's even worse. But furthering the apology, you know, we're experiencing some technical difficulties. We're testing it right now on the stream. But anybody listening, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Catskill, Acre, and Hudson.
Isn't dead air bad on the radio?
Yeah, it definitely is.
I don't know what happened.
That's what I'm saying.
This is like a minute ago. Second show with this new soundboard. So it's the problem is that it's quiet?
I'm going to say, to save us. We're going to play a song.
Yeah.
can't lose. I know you're getting confused. They like how you do it so smooth. Gotta stay in tune. With your love, I can't lose. Say 9, say 10. Make sure you go lose. Yeah. I can see you wanna vibe with me. Just say you want vibe with me. Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. Probably why you calling me. Is that why you calling me? Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. I can see you wanna vibe with me. Just say you want vibe with me. Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. Probably why you calling me. Is that why you calling me? Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. Mixing different shades up. I look like the fall. Trap money, real money. Yeah, I want it all. I just take my best feelings, put it in a song. I know I was right. I know you was wrong. Yeah, I got a vision. Let it capture in 4K. We forever young. You won't see me in no way. I'ma do what I want right now. I can't wait till it's too late. Everywhere up in the world right now. 10 bands in a suitcase. Cool. Being me, I can't lose. I know you're getting confused. They like, how you do it so smooth? Gotta stay in tune. With your love, I can't lose. Say 9, say 10. Make sure you gon' lose. Yeah. I can see you wanna vibe with me. Just say you want vibe with me. Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. Probably why you calling me. Is that why you calling me? Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. I can see you wanna vibe with me. Just say you want vibe with me. Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. Probably why you calling me. Is that why you calling me? Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. Hi. How's it going, everybody?
Cool. Okay, cool. Okay, we can be heard. Yeah, we can be heard.
Well, I just heard it through this stream. I just heard it through my phone. But,
hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 9.7 FM WGXE. Sorry for technical difficulties. We're still sorting that out now. New soundboard. We don't know if it's the radio waves or what's going on, but either way, we really, really appreciate you, listener, for putting up with our little goof we got going on. But, you know, welcome back, Clubhouse crew. And today we have a special guest.
Ow.
Is it working?
Yeah.
All right, technical difficulties are sorted out.
I'm gonna say it's good. I'm gonna say it's working.
So we are joined with
Jonathan Flicker
from the
Hudson. Oh, from the Rotary Club.
And we did a little bit of chatting before. We're not sure how much got lost in the translation of the radio waves with the things going on here. But what would you describe the Rotary Club as to somebody who's just hearing about it? Like if you were telling like a loved one or even just a stranger on the street.
So the Rotary Club is really dedicated to helping people through volunteer service. You know, I think the best way, we have a really strong mission statement, so I'm going to read that. We provide service to others, promote integrity, and advance world understanding, goodwill, and peace through our fellowship of business professional and community leaders. And I think that's really right. I mean, we see many, many groups of people, a lot of groups of people from outside that come to us for a number of volunteer opportunities, and you know, I love the Hudson Rotary Club. We are so engaged. The people are so into it, and we just are very keyed in on doing good and through volunteer services.
Huh. It's nice to hear businesses actually acting ethical, you know, with the time we're in. So, you know, I really appreciate that from the clubhouse to the Rotary Club and just from person to person, you know, that's an amazing thing to offer people services and help lift them up and just be a part of the community.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that, you know, people, not politically, people really, everyone should be treated with respect. And, you know, some people get down on their luck and some situations are not, you know, not ideal. And so if you can help them, you should. I mean, that's always been, you know, I've been in business for more than 30 years, and I've always tried to focus on trying to help others with what I have. I'm not a giant philanthropist. There are obviously people who do this with billions and billions of dollars. But, you know, my wife and I always try to do what we can to help. And we try to give both of ourselves as well as of you know, monetarily.
A quote we were talking a little bit before that I really like that you said is you would treat the janitor with as much as respect as the CEO.
Yeah, that is the cornerstone to my business ethics. I think it's really, really important for people to understand that everyone who is trying, just trying to do what they're doing is, you know, it's great. You know, and my comment is that the person emptying your garbage can in your office at the end of the day, there is absolutely 100% no reason for to treat them any differently than you would treat anybody. And I really, you know, I have always said that. I've been the CEO of 6 or 7 companies at this point. I say it to my staffs, and it is the cornerstone really of integrity. You have to treat people well, and as you know, again, so if somebody's the king of a country, you know, you may have to bow to them or whatever the case is, but you should really, you know, I see people all the time and thank them for the job they're doing. The world works because people help and people do, and you can't ever forget that, and you can't ever forget that people deserve, you know, the best from, you know, from other people. So
yeah, I really appreciate those values. It's just being able to respect everybody equally is super nice. It's a nice change of pace with all the generalization we do, like we put people into groups kind of defaultly,
right?
And it's just a nice way of breaking down those groups and saying, hey, we're all human. So yeah,
I really believe that. And sometimes people fall into groups that they want to be in. Sometimes they fall into groups that they don't want to be in. It's just circumstantial. And so, you know, some people need help. Some other people can help them. So you should again give of yourself. And again, you know, just treating people with respect and the respect that they deserve, I think, is really, really important. And the Rotary Club really gives that a platform, you know, to do that. We, you know, we've gone and hosted Christmas dinners, and this week, tomorrow there is a big service day, and I'm sure we'll talk about that. But I mean, it's, you know, the Rotary is this very structured platform that really allows you to do that. And that's why from the first meeting I went to, I was just like, wow, this is just terrific.
And what was your like first experience with the Rotary Club?
Are we on?
Yeah.
So my neighbor, my neighbor was having dinner and he invited some folks over, and a lovely woman came with a friend of hers who made the best chocolate cake I've ever had in my life by far. And so she said to my neighbor and myself, she said, "You guys, are you interested in volunteer work?" And we both said yes. And she said, "I'm a member of the Rotary." And I was like, "Isn't the Rotary for a bunch of old men? And don't they just go there and drink?" And she was like, "No, that's not it at all. It's structured volunteerism." And she invited us to come, and we went. And right from the get-go, it was really, this is what we're doing to help this group of people. This is what we're going to do in a month to help that group of people. And everyone takes it really seriously. And we try to plan bigger events in the future. But really, if you think about it, every day people really need your help. And it calibrates your thinking of how, you know, again, all, you know, you got to treat everyone with respect. And the Rotary Club really, again, provides a platform to do that.
Yeah, I think we could both use more of those two things, kindness and chocolate cake in this world.
This chocolate cake was unbelievable.
I mean, that's like what you got to live by, you know, just appreciating the things around you and helping other people too is just something about it just lifts you up too. It's hard to explain, and I really just, that's awesome that you're able to do that through the Rotary Club, and like, that's amazing. I think I was asking this before, I'm not sure if it got lost in the technical difficulties earlier, and if anybody's tuning in now, hello, welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE. I'm interviewing a member of the Rotary Club, and he's telling us all about it, and it seems like an amazing place where you can go, and they focus on helping the community, and where is it located?
It depends. We have meetings that are social events, so we can really get to know each other well and network. And so that happens at restaurants, and it's always a blast. And then at the community college, we meet there. But we're gonna. I think we're finding a different location for that. So, but we really make it known. We post it. We post stuff and. Again, it's an incredibly, incredibly worthwhile, structured area where we can discuss things. I have to tell you, we've discussed everything from building houses and supporting women's causes, which I strongly believe in, and mental health, which is another unfortunately and very sadly under-supported part of you know the communities. And so we try to sort of, and it's not always about money. It's all, you know, sometimes it's about going in and really helping. And I think going in and seeing people and seeing the situation they're in is just, you know, it when you first do it, it sort of strikes you. But you go through it and they're people and they're lovely and they just could be down on their luck, whatever the situation is.
Yeah. So the vibe I'm kind of getting is like, almost what you were saying, they treat everybody equally, and like you were an outsider to them and you came in and you just felt immediately welcomed, you'd say?
I think that's right. It's interesting. I never even looked at it that way, but I really think that's right. And I think that's probably what really hooked me right away with them is that, you know, again, they really just treat everyone like humans should treat other humans. You know, you shouldn't discriminate, you know, you shouldn't discriminate for any reason. And again, you know, sometimes people hook up with bad crews and so on and so forth. But you know, fundamentally, you just have to create an environment for people to live. And you know, it's the Rotary Club really does that.
Right. I mean, if you compare the difference of ability, like the results of treating people kind versus not, it's just. I mean, it just sounds so cheesy to say and put it like this, but it just affects everybody in such a way, almost like. Exponentially, like if you be kind to somebody, they could be kind to three other people, and they could be kind to three other people, and then boom, that's nine people right there.
I really think that's right, and the world would be a better place if people just sort of respected the rights and what other people want to do. You know, by the way, I think crime is horrible. I think drugs are horrible. I think all of those things, you know, but
what is judging and just saying, hey, don't do that?
I think that's exactly where I was going, is that, you know, you have to look at why somebody's doing something. Is it, you know, and these people need help. I mean, yeah. You know, and so, you should think about it a little bit differently. Just open your mind a little bit and just say, you know, this person did this. Are they down on their luck? Is there a problem? Are they mad at somebody else? Did somebody else do something to them? Whatever the case is. So there's always, you know, there's always at least two ways to look at something. And I, you know, it's interesting. The Rotary Club really, they bring things in that are really just very interesting. They just brought in a woman's support system, and with all the stuff that's going on in the world right now, and certainly with the Supreme Court and things like that, women are women. They're human beings. They should have, it feels like they're losing their rights. But I just, again, I don't want to get political, but I jump on whatever I can do to help.
Yeah. So that being said, we're going to go into the 6:30 news, and after I'm going to do some weather. We don't got the weather for you, so I'm going to do a little amateur rendition of that myself. But anybody listening right now, you are tuning into Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, and we'll be right back after the news update and a song.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE news update. Mid-Hudson News reports that 7 men have come forth to say they were paid to act as homeless veterans displaced from upstate hotels by incoming immigrants. The men were staying at a homeless shelter in Poughkeepsie and said they were among 15 men recruited for the scam by the nonprofit Yit Foundation. They were told to pretend they were veterans that had been kicked out of the Crossroads Hotel in the town of Newburgh last week before the arrival of actual migrants bused there from New York City. Assemblyperson Brian Mahar now says he was duped by Yit Foundation's director, Sharon Tony Finch, who appears to have fabricated the entire story. Mayor said on May 19th, and I quote, "When Sharon and several veterans explained to me their situation, I believed them at their word. I had absolutely no knowledge of any wrongdoing and believed that their stories were real until a phone conversation that this did not happen the way she purported it to," end quote. The men said they were paid $200 and given food and alcohol to scam the public into believing that homeless veterans were being kicked out of shelters to make room for migrants. One of the homeless men said about Sharon Tony Finch, and I quote, "She told us to act like we were the veterans that had been displaced. She told us that if asked, we were supposed to say we had been kicked out and Sharon found us rooms in Fishkill," end quote. The man also said that anyone in the group who was unwilling to answer was told to respond with, and I quote, "I'm too traumatized to talk about it," end quote. The false story that migrants were displacing homeless veterans was repeated widely, both locally and nationally. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. Nick Reisman reports in New York State of Politics that during the COVID-19 pandemic, New York State officials made it easier for people to receive an absentee ballot, and advocates for open government would like that to continue. Blair Horner of the New York Public Interest Research Group said, and I quote, "Lawmakers would have to act on legislation to extend that this year. They haven't done it yet. And the primary election is merely 6 weeks away," end quote. Primary voting this year takes place June 17th through June 27th. Common Causes' Susan Lerner agrees it should be easy for a voter to receive an absentee ballot because they do not want to be in a small room with so many other people for health reasons. And I quote, "This isn't about some special favor. This is a reasonable definition in our unfortunately highly contagious world that would be relevant, for instance, if you're a cancer patient under chemotherapy. It would be relevant if you're immune compromised. It would be relevant if you're an older person at risk of COVID," end quote.
Republicans such as State Senator Mark Walczak are opposed, saying, and I quote, "We should be doing things to restore faith in the electoral process and get people out on Election Day," end quote. But there is no longer one single Election Day, but many days when voters may cast a ballot at the polls. Locally, Republicans in Rensselaer County have been charged with fraud about absentee ballots, but otherwise there have been no problems with absentee voting lately. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Scott Stafford reports for the Berkshire Eagle that locally allergy expert Dr. Jasdeep S. Bodwal says that, and I quote, "This spring has been particularly bad," end quote, for allergies. The specialist at Berkshire Allergy Care on South Street in Pittsfield said, and I quote, "And climate change is not helping. We are in the thick of it," end quote. The forecast of pollen count from pollen.com predicts that to remain the case this week. Carrie Nardou, professor of climate and population studies and chair of the Department of Environmental Health at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, said that pollen seasons are starting earlier and lasting longer. With more carbon dioxide in the air, plants release more pollen. Over-the-counter allergy medicines just mask symptoms, and only a series of shots can actually help those suffering. Bodwal said, and I quote, "These allergy symptoms can have a heavy impact on someone's quality of life, but a lot of people don't know that shots are available," end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. While you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Try.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. You were listening to The Clash, Train in Vain, and right now you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and
Hudson.
And today we're joined with
Jonathan Flicker
from the Rotary Club. Oh, can you say it one more time?
Jonathan Flicker.
From the road, you want to say it for me? I'm struggling here.
From the Rotary Club.
Thank you. Perfect. So, you know, if you weren't tuning in before, we were just talking about kind of the club values and his first experience with it. And I have to say, so far from the experiences we've had, he sounds like a very wise and kind person.
Wise and kind.
And that's the vibe I'm getting from the club, too. It just seems like a great open to all place. And in a place where a lot of businesses are doing a lot of harm, you know, like talking about
a
like
lot of harm reduction.
Yeah, all the chemicals they're putting in and the global warming and everything's kind of going chaos. It's really nice to have a club that focuses on actually, you know, doing the opposite, you know, helping people. It's a nice breath of fresh air in a polluted world. No pun intended.
Polluted world. You know, as I'm playing this in the background, I've just been, like, having the urge to sing it. Like, it's just playing, and I just want to sing it. That's why I have, like, it slowly in the background.
That's a good question. Do you guys do anything with music?
No. Rotary Club, I don't believe, does, but I can talk about my daughter's band, Strawberry Launch, and they are...
Oh, that sounds tough.
They're unbelievable. They're the great. Most of them live in Brooklyn and they play all over New York. And I could not be more proud of her.
Do you want to play a song by them?
If you can find one.
Wonder if it is on YouTube. What was it called again?
Strawberry Launch. You should see this place. It's magnificent. This is the first time I've been here at the club, and this is the nicest, most, you know, giving group of people I think I've met in a very, very long time.
Well, I could say the same about you and your club from what it sounds like. But, yeah, anybody listening, we're promoting right now the Rotary Club, and just because they're awesome and we share the same values. And how would one go about, like, joining it, would you say? Like, is there a contact?
Yes, there is. And you can, you know, you come to events, and we're pretty open about what we do. So tomorrow, for instance, is a big day of service. So we're going to start at 9 at 7th Street in Hudson at the park. And I'm supposed to bring a lot of trash bags. I just remembered that. And we're going to try and clean some of the side streets that are there. And then at 10 o'clock, this is the greatest name for an event I've ever heard, Meet and Mulch. So we're going to be mulching the 7th Street Park and taking care of that. And keeping cities beautiful. So it's just, you know, there's always sorts of things. We are actually bringing bagels and cream cheese and a bunch of other food to some less fortunate people so we can feed them. I love to eat all the time, as much as I can. So, again, we just, you know, there's lots and lots of, it always seems like there's things to do. And so the Rotary Club walks the walk, talks the talk, and walks the walk. So it's great.
You know, I think volunteering is something a lot more people could get something out of themselves. There's almost like a negative connotation of spending my time without getting paid because, like, everything's money, money, money. But if you focus on the feeling it actually gives you, it's so much more rewarding than working a 9-to-5 office job, sitting at the desk, typing all day, you know? It's really getting out there and making a difference. And at the end of the day, that just... You know, it sounds silly. It helps you sleep at night. It makes you just feel great.
Right. And giving back, giving to the community in any way is always really important. It just is. And so you can work a 9-to-5 job. There's nothing wrong with that. But you can carve out a little time and mulch the 7th Street Park if you want. I mean, it sounds silly, but, you know, keeping things beautiful, keeping things up. And having people come and sit there and enjoy the view, and I don't know what we're going to do in the rain, but it should be fine. I'm sorry to have blown your weather story.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's cool.
So we aren't lacking the daily weather today. I'm not a professional weatherman, so I'm going to keep it brief with you. it's going to rain tomorrow, then we're going to be sunny for the rest of the week. And that's what we're looking like.
Yeah. So tonight it's going to get dark. Tomorrow it'll be light again. And and we're unfortunately getting a little rain, but we need water. We need rain, and that's great.
Yeah, I mean, we've been really, like, dry lately. There's been a lot of droughts. So it's nice to actually get some rain. And I'm actually a sucker for, like, thunderstorms myself. I love just sitting and reading a book, listening to the rain.
Something relaxing about that.
Yeah, for sure. So right now we actually pulled up. What was the name?
Strawberry Launch. It's the greatest band that's new. And so is her music. Yes, her music
is cool. Cool. Okay, now there's four. At least four. Do you have a favorite?
What four do they have?
Ready Yet. Let's see. She's.
The Sun?
One's She's. One's Ready Yet. Sweet Bells? Sweet Basil? I think that's Sweet Basil, right?
I would play Ready Yet.
Okay, cool.
These are all originals.
Oh, and we got a music video, too.
Right, we're going to play this.
Oh, the music video was actually shot in Hudson.
Really?
Oh.
It was.
Look at that, you know. If you're tuning in Catskill, April Hudson right now, this was shot in Hudson.
I'm gonna let y'all listen to this. We'll be back.